The Atlanta-based tech startup Yik Yak laid off more than half of its staff last week. The mobile app was big on college campuses when it launched in 2013. Then it faced backlash from users protesting hate speech and bullying. WABE's Tazneem Shama reports.
Yik Yak has a radius of a few miles and is used on more than 2,000 college campuses. Amber Hutchins is a digital media professor at Kennesaw State. At first, she says the social media app was mostly positive. Students could post anonymously about dining hall food or things like depression and low grades.
But then there were, of course, a lot of opportunities for bullying and some other negative uses of the app.
So in August, Yik Yak required usernames.
It was just long enough of a change for users to lose interest, and then they weren't able to regain those users when they decided to go back to their original policy.
Yik Yak isn't the only anonymous app losing money, says Amy Bruckman. She teaches computing at Georgia Tech.
The one thing that changes more than anything, and the one thing that drives the industry more than anything, is figuring out what the viable business models are.
In Silicon Valley, this kind of startup reorganization happens all the time, says John Yates. He's a technology lawyer in Atlanta.
Successful companies go through these hiccups, and you see companies pivot. And I suspect in the case of Yik Yak, laying off part of the workforce and probably rethinking the strategy is a natural evolution.
In fact, Yates says Yik Yak's setback is a sign of maturity for the tech startup scene in Atlanta.
The process that Yik Yak is going through now is sort of a rite of passage for technology companies in Atlanta. Innovation requires some successes and it requires a lot of the failures at the same time.
In a statement, Yik Yak said the layoffs were a difficult decision. They dropped from 50 to just 20 employees. Tazneem Shama, WABE News.